Welcome to another episode of the Hideout Podcast. My name is Omboi, na leo niko na watu wa noma kwa hii studio. I want them to introduce themselves and then we'll pick it from there. Karibuni sana. Happy new month, by the way.
Happy new month to you too.
Tuanze na mgeni. Kuna mwenyeji hapa, so acha tuanze na mgeni leo.
Okay, welcome all to the new month. My name is Rispa Sarota. I'm a clinician, an SRHR advocate, and I'm so excited to be here today.
Thank you so much, Rispa. Yes, mwenyeji sasa ndio huyo.
Yeah, happy new month, everyone. Majina naitwa Wiwi, ama Wini. I'm a volunteer with Positive Young Women Voices. I'm a mentor, SRHR advocate.
Ushapenda audience. Sawa basi. Ulikuwa wapi February month of love? Lakini ni sawa. So karibuni sana guys. I'm happy you're here. And today we're going to talk about healthy relationships and consent. Na leo tunacheza na ile jaya yetu. See, you guys know how we do it. So we're going, nataka tuanze na Rispa. So we pass the jar around and then we're going to answer the questions about healthy relationships and consent. So I hope we are going to have fun. Rispa, here you go.
We shake shake.
Yeah, tunge shake. Oh, yeah.
Shake shake. Vile relationship za watu zina shake shake.
Relationship za watu Nairobi na shake.
My favorite color.
Last month zili shake mbaya. Yeah.
Let me see what we have. So how do you handle disagreements or conflicts in a relationship while still respecting each other's boundaries and autonomy? How do you handle disagreements and conflicts? That's a tricky one.
How do you handle disagreements?
Mm-hmm. Yes, while still maintaining the...
The respect?
The respect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do I... I'd say kwanza take time. Kama ni hasira manini uko nayo, maybe you have a difference in opinions. Take time, breathe, then maybe just communicate again, have a talk about the issue at hand. And be mindful, be respectful. Also don't take it too personal when in a relationship, because now ikiwa ni kila kitu, like maybe you have a disagreement with someone with your partner, and then kila saa maybe umejamiana ni unakaa kila saa it's all about me, not considering your partner. I feel hapo pia unaenda you blow the issue out of proportion. But now when you sit, mnaongea, mna understand, then mna find a way forward pamoja, it gets easier.
But just a question, maybe jo umesema story na ati like kuna mnajipea time. Like how much time do you need at that particular moment? Cuz ingine inaweza kuwa like kuna watu maybe utatake forever bwana, umepea mtu break and then inakuwa break up ya forever.
No, me that is supporting stories of breaks. Breaks in a relationship me to meet the no. Ikani break basi tembea. Naona mimi ni time out to kiasi, like maybe nimejamo nikiku approach at that time. The mess, maybe nda kubongesha mbaya zaidi.
Okay.
So maybe time out like an hour, 2 hours. Toka inje nda taofanya shughuli. Rudi mta utakuwa imeishi wa sida. Mkaiti kubongi.
Hey, okay. How do I handle?
Disagreements.
How do I handle disagreements? I think to your story ya ku take time pia, vile tu umesema. Because I think in the process ya kukuwa na hiyo heated argument, a lot of things inaweza kuwa mnezambiana maneno mingi in the process of kila mtu ana try kuji explain. So yeah, I think to what I do, imekuwa kitambo nikikuwa kwa kwa disagreement ya relationship. But I think to, you know, I think it can also come to at a healthy relationships in friend wise as well. I think to ya kupea mtu, like ya kujipea break wewe mwenyewe na kufikiria tu, like, you know, like come with a clear head, a clear understanding of the situation. Na pia kupatia the other person opportunity ya kuexplain, maybe from their side. Because sometimes vitu, wewe, inaweza kuwa wewe mwenyewe, you are, una take things personal. Vile tu wewe amesema story na, like, yeah, take vitu personal. So I think sometimes pia tunaweza respond kwa sababu your response as it, like, you've not taken time to understand the other person's side of the story. So I think, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, handling disagreements, I think it's imekwani kama a journey. Because
mm-hmm.
initially I was like, maybe I love this person nasi taki aende.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard when someone akikukosea you. I used to keep a lot. So mm-hmm. my way of protecting this relationship was keeping quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I avoided kuyo conflict kabisa. But then later, I found out the only person getting affected here, it's me.
Mm.
So things had to change. So what happened is I started, like if something happens, I need to confront it at that particular moment. So mm-hmm. I try communicating it out. But then again, what happened? I started losing people because of that.
Oh, in the process.
But yeah, in the process, actually I lost friends. My previous relationship ended, but which was like the best thing that happened at that moment.
Hey, kwaheri.
It was the best thing that happened at that moment.
Yeah.
Because also kulikuwa na hiyo element ya, if I'm respecting you, then I don't feel respected.
Mm.
If I can communicate to you and tell you maybe umefanya something,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be accountable. While if it's me,
mm.
I try so much to be accountable.
Yeah.
Like I can accept to make ukosea, then let's communicate and find a way forward. Because like you, I'm never into your ati. Like you see the way people, you break up, you're back together, you break
they're
up,
on and
then
off.
It's too they're tiring.
On and off. Ni kama switch.
Yeah. inakuwa so tiring.
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
So, but mimi niko na swali. Umesema like you've been now when you started like maybe voicing out when someone amekukosea. And then you've ended up losing people along the way. Is it maybe the way you approached the issue? Why did you lose the people along the way?
I don't know. But I've also thought about that before.
Mm.
But the first friend I lost is because of something yenye yeye mwenyewe alifanya. Nikamwambia, I wasn't even like breaking off the relationship. Nilimwambia to what you did made me feel uncomfortable. Actually, she told me, go heal.
Nani ana heal hapa?
Na wapi alichukua personal?
I think they took it personal. Yeah. So me, I've been healing since that time. I think.
Kukua healing journey.
I think nisha.
Kukua healing journey.
Nisha heal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's good. I think communication, like clear communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, it resolve a lot, plus still maintaining the respect to the relationship.
But I think pia vile tu umesema story na your story na confronting, because sometimes too I think tu ni ile fear inaweza kukuhold back from confronting a situation because ile za maybe tunaweza kosana, maybe you know like a lot of things can happen in between. So I think maybe pia hiyo inaweza kuhinder mtu from you know from having like a clear communication towards other person. Hey, na pia itu inaka red flags. Like, watu wajifunze ku-communicate. Hata kama, miba. Inakani kuna trauma. Also, childhood trauma.
Also, mine is some pia self-esteem ineza add to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because pia, I can say pia me before I was what Rispas described. Like, msa neza kufanya kitu mku ina relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Neza like, astaki no.
Mm-hmm.
Anakuza mtu anabiti ni utaki kelele.
Mm-hmm.
But in Africa point, I don't think you need, it was not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanna say, yeah, miss, we internalize with more, but when you enter the relationship, you wanna salvage it, kitu aiko. So kijitoa ujitambu, at least tunafanya kitu inaeleweka. Mtu akitaka kufunga vile amesema wewe songa, but hujamkosea.
Yeah, bora uli make communication yako clear so they know where you stand either way. So yeah, I mean, maybe you know it's their loss.
What is consent?
Okay.
What is consent?
If I can start, okay, consent, okay, in my own words, I can say it's like an agreement, an agreement to maybe with someone to do something or to have something done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe if I give a scenario, because I think consent is something nimekuja ku realize it's very wide, because when we talk about consent, we've actually narrowed it down to maybe sexual encounters, sexual activities. But there's consent, there's like legal consent that everyone, people need to be aware of. At a job, you assign contract, ya kazi, and everything. Kuna consent, you kikuja into medical, before procedures, before everything, which needs also to be clearly spoken out. Kuna consent, like when it comes to sexual matters, I think that is something we'll also go deeper into. Is there any other scenario ya consent?
Kuna consent pia kwa kuchukua kitu ya mtu. I don't know, as in like, tuseme kama, I don't know, mtu amekuja kwako and then nguo zako, anavaa tu like without your, I think consent to every little response, some watu wana narrowing it down to sexual activities alone. Could be so many things. Kutumia my favorite cup, bwana, uko kwangu relax. I think to consent really goes down to you to permission ya kutumia kitu ya mtu. I think to just your permission to ya kutumia kitu pia when it comes to other things, not sexual per se.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking if you're breaking consent in all these other things, then it's hard to talk about consent when it comes to sexual matters.
So when you're breaking consent, kubeshti hakuna venye itakuja ku apply kwa maybe the
itakuwa very hard because if I'm looking at it, sorry, na consent, you see, like me being in a hospital, if an adult came, maybe whichever gender, and I needed to do like maybe private examination, so you always ask. Kuna zile zina require, especially if you're trying to insert something else into their body, you have to ask for consent. But what do we do to kids? It's always like, open your legs. You know, you don't talk to them, so they don't have even time to internalize what is happening.
Okay.
And then you expect this kid, aki grow up, akuwe na ile uwezo ya kukwambia mtu, ati because you want to lie to maybe sleep with me, then you have to use a condom. It's like very hard.
Ameshazoea.
For her, ama for them, it's like an okay thing. Just like breaking that. Like, you don't need to ask. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
A consent. Consent, it's more of a mutual agreement between two people, ama more parties. Which umesema, maybe kibishti. Your buddies. Umekam kunitembelea kwa na some level of, do I call it respect? Ama boundaries. Yeah.
Boundaries.
Like, si uneza come to ingie kwa rumi yangu kufanya anything. Si uneza come to hold the bash juu nimetoka bila kunishu.
No,
agree. No. So, it should have like, yeah, maybe boundaries. Pia tukwe na kaheshima kidogo.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah, tusi kwe tunavukana tu cause. Unaona mse maybe ni mizi going ama, ni bishti yangu anafatu kuelewa. Uwezi kwa tunaelewa. So, unafapi wa understand uo mse ile. Unafatu understand now the other party. Like, anafilaji about hiki tunataka kudu. Kama uza address it, msho, ni aje bile, I'll be coming at your place, ama nataka to meet place fulani, tunina kubaite hii. Iyo te ina cover for it. Iyo, ata mi kwangu bado nika consent.
Yeah.
Mekuita out, tuende out. Na ikover fully, ama nda expect. Mekuita out, alafu nuna kwambia ni aje, bili meka kitu 10K, ya tisa ni aje tuwa yo half. Huku mijibanga.
Ya mtu akikuita out bwana, ni peme emo.
They need to be
clear.
So, but kwa hile mtu amekushtua, tuende, aza kuchapia ini.
Yeah, aza kuchapia, then kukiko kwa bila, nanza kuwea, true.
Yeah, so I think, it applies all round.
Yeah, it applies all round. Haya, ni mimi. Na, I don't know, tuli learn about consent lini, because me, I think, nimekuja kujua about consent as in, nikiwa tu mkubwa, seme ama sijui, I think so nikiwa mkubwa, ile ya, I think tuseme, is it sexually kweli ama relationship wise? I think to more conversation about consent, ndo nimeanza kui have nikiwa tu mkubwa. But tukiwa yo age tu vile rispa amesema ukiwa mdogo, like, we don't have these conversations revolving around consent, ya consent, the Kikuyu in me, sawa. Thank you. Haya, tunasema tushake vile muna shake kiwa ninizu kuingia.
Hii inakaa hatari, green. Chatuani.
Haya, how do you establish trust in a relationship and how does trust relate to consent? How do you establish trust in a relationship and how does trust relate to consent? How do you establish trust in a relationship and how does trust relate to consent? Trust ni nini kwanza?
I don't know, I think.
And yet trust ni nini? Trust.
Trust ni trust.
I think trust for me is a sema, it's a, if I'm trusting someone, okay, tweke context ya relationship because that is what basically was our baseline, then I need to feel I need to be secure enough to feel free so that I don't feel ile need ya ku oversight everything you're doing. I'm every time I'm worried, like, I don't know what they're doing, where are you, and all that kind of stuff.
Ah, okay. Mm.
So basically, tu niku trust them.
like, not trust. Understanding your partner or something. Not really, it's not understanding. What is trust?
I think niyo kukua, like, if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm secure enough to be free.
Oh, you're secure enough to be free? Na pia yeye kufanya pia yeye kuwe free. To be who they are without yeye kufini kama le kuna limit or something.
So that I don't need to oversight everything you're doing.
Ama ni lazima maybe akulize before afanye kitu, but...
Mbono umechelewa leo.
Okay, sasa, like, how do you do that? How do you establish that trust? Yo kukua secure in a relationship? And how does trust relate to consent?
I think in relation to consent, because, consent is dynamic. It's something that neza withdraw my consent if something happens. Katikati, and, like, I'm not agreeing with everything that you're doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I can take it back. So I need to trust you enough to know if I'm withdrawing e consent, because any conversation that you may have before, actually maybe you're having intercourse, alafu katikati unamwambia. So I need to trust you because I don't know what this person is going to do.
Ah, okay.
If I'm taking it back, you're already become shanza I journey. I don't know how this other person is going to respond. So if I don't feel so secure enough with you, you see, pia nitakuwa afraid because again I'm letting you break my consent. Because I'm like, mi hapa pia inaogopa because hakuna anything tafanya hata tuafanye chenye anataka. Alafu waende.
Oh, kama haungekuwa na mtrust. Oh, ingekuwa niyo ya, like, afanye tu. Like, tumalize tu in as much tumalize as I don't want us to do it. Afanye tu, aende cause I don't trust them enough. Kujua maybe niko safe na wow your time.
Atareaktaji maybe in the process.
Oh, yeah.
As a kitu in between.
Yeah. Because that is scary, being with someone mwenye ata utrust. So, I mean, it's quite tricky because you don't know how they will also act.
And how do you build trust, Bathe?
How do you?
Build trust.
I think, too, how do you build trust?
Rispa.
Relationship. So I think how you build trust, according to me, I think, too, ni the relationship that you two have. As in, like, what will you know when it's a jua how to build trust? Because, I mean, I wouldn't trust you, tuseme, like, siwezi kuwa, like, na doubt mtu mwenye. Tuseme niko na ina relationship. Kama haja nipea reason ya kumdoubt. I don't know if that makes sense. Crispa, unakaa
unafikiria. It's been a while tangu mibu kuwa ina relationship, fine. But umekuwa ina relationship. Sindio? So, how did you come to trust that person?
No, I'm saying, as in, like, a person, like, I will only trust you if you've given me a reason to trust you.
Like, what are those reasons?
Those reasons.
See, maybe I'm seeing how you're moving.
maybe I'm keeping, how you're moving. Keeping, like, maybe you may promise to do something. A mom.
You una.
Maybe we agreed, like.
See words too.
Words, na zikuwe followed na action.
Yeah, see words too. Okay, so, like, you'll trust. Say, and as I deliver kitu nyana sema, like, they actually follow up to do whatever they promise to do. See, my pinky promises abure.
That's a question, and you know, next is, like, in relation to that still. How do you respond if someone expresses hesitation or withdraws consent during an action?
How do I respond?
Yeah.
Personally, I'd say, kitambo singekuwa nizelewa manzi. Kwa shanga, I'd feel like I'm saying mbaya.
But the process.
Yeah, but yeah. I'd say with these interactions nimekuwa nazo of late. Because that me to onset it's not something that nime grow nikisikia, but it's something nimekuja ku learn nikikuwa mbigi. So with now I think naweza understand. Like sit I take course kuna kale ka feeling ya. Maybe uko in the process afu ndo nakuja nikati out. Of course kuna venye, but still take you like eh atumeniboa mani. Still take you out of context. I think naweza elewa sahi at this point in time, but back then
Ama you might start feeling like you've done something wrong.
Yeah, at this point, shida ni mimi.
Inaweza pia mtu feeling kayo.
Yeah, true.
Kwani umedu.
Because sasa hapo hauko sure. And I think maybe that is where communication ina come in, whereby they can also be able to, like, if they trust you enough, atakwambia the reason as to why, maybe they've withdrawn, like, I'm withdraw your consent at that particular time. So, yeah, no matter, communication pia ni important when it comes to consent and relationships as well.
But, okay, chani ulize, in sexual relationships, sindo? When someone withdraws from, mulikuwa in the act, sindo? Aki withdraw, okay, along the way, like, tukilan, when someone withdraws, they know they're not even, like, it's not the mandate to make you, can't understand why. But kama tuko partners, see, I think ni important.
If your partners and the agreement was between the two of you, I think they need to explain why. So kukwacha hangi.
Because it comes into a sexual relationship.
Sawa. Yeah. What can you do to ensure that your partner ama partners does not feel pressured to have sex? What can you do to ensure that your partner ama partners does not feel pressured to have sex?
I think we create a safe environment for communication.
Yeah.
Honest communication.
Yeah, honest communication.
Also, naweza sema kuna hiyo honest communication fine, but kuna ile pia like unaweza fanya msee na feel vizi about themselves, like maybe her feel at that point in time and then ukoza like kama unaonuizi ni pia basi acha nikatafuta huko kwingine. Of course ata feel like okay, then ni mwacha ende kutafuta huko kwingine, wacha nimpe.
So hiyo ni pressure I think to the part. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Unafanya niko na guilt trip msee.
And iswali ni nini? How,
what can you do to ensure your partner does not feel pressured to have sex?
Oh, what can you do?
I think you can also observe someone's body language.
Oh, body language also hapo ndo inakuja ile.
But your body language you observe, maybe msazile, maybe nini foreplay.
You can pick it from there. Matter sometimes talking, yeah, if I'm a talker somewhere, you can just read the room and be like, maybe I should give them time to figure out whatever is going on with them before you communicate. Ama before you initiate something.
So it's only nonverbal cues.
It's only nonverbal.
but I don't know. But I think I have a problem with nonverbal cues. Because I don't know. I think me, I would appreciate if someone told me. Because hiyo tu vile tu tunasemanga hizo time yenye watu wana have conversation about consent, because sometimes kuna hiyo misinterpretation of maybe body language. Hiyo nyo wanasemanga maybe tumeanza vizuri and then ndo sasa baadaye na realize mse ni kama by the way they were not into your moment at that particular time. So yeah, I think too, I don't know, for me I think too I'll just to go with like communication too, like verbally, maybe ndo itanifanya ni feel enyewe mse. I don't know, like maybe they come here to, they're not in the mood. Mama, I mean, I'm pet trauma.
How about also making them feel respected in this particular relation that you have?
Okay, yeah, respect. Yeah, respect could also count.
You may respect your partner, yes. Sindo. But now, kama vile amesema, ha communicate. Like, sizi, si kila mtu ishikarada na mine then she initiate, yes I respect you, but sijui umetoka nje aje, sijui ni nini unapitia that point in time, so usiponiambia naweza end up nimefanya, of course it a force, but I'd go with what one boy, niambie. Speak out, niambie.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're feeling, yeah. How you, what you're thinking.
Because I may start something and then in between don't ashikarada like, I feel.
Mm.
At the end of it all, me don't feel busy. Monu ku niambia.
Mm-hmm.
And then nikikuja kuliza tenda takuwa ni kama na kupia teni oppression.
Yeah. Well, but also respect, I think, also goes a long way. Only wewe.
Plus communication.
Yeah, mani, only mimi. Plus communication. Thank you. Chatuwane. Iblu inakaa. Inakaa ni moto.
Uli transition na softy.
Zile mzuri. We, ini refu. Does our society give us different messages about the way different genders approach sexual encounters? Does our society give us different messages about the way different genders approach sexual encounters?
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Like definitely, how? It does. Like it starts from a very, very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when it comes to matter sexuality, mm-hmm. like for women wanakuwa viewed like mm-hmm. the keepers of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever a relationship breaks, whenever a marriage breaks, it's always like, ah, that lady can't keep a man.
Mm.
Alifanya nini ndio akaachwa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to kiwana situation kama hizo.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I think women find it so hard to make independent decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than kujajiwa na the partner, the society is also waiting for you outside there.
Yeah, I could judge by.
Yeah, they're also waiting for you.
Mm.
And that is why I think when I get stuck in broken relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, they get broken themselves.
Yeah.
So,
I think also maybe power dynamic. You and you, what on a feeling come like men wako too above as in like society mepatia men power. Nitongo tunaitanga nini? Society yetu tunaitanga ile jina. Simnikumbushe nyi
advocate.
Patriarchy. And so, like, kuna tu vile nye society wamepewa, like, men ni kama wako above. Because at most of the time, ato kiangadia interviews, when there is a man and a woman kwa an interview, like a successful woman, utasikia tu wakimuza, how do you balance family and, you know, and I keep wondering, as in, like, mbona ulizi man, si pia he's a family man. Like, why don't they ask a man, like, how do you balance family and, you know, and business ama whatever. So, and I feel to, like, society tu imepea to men your power, so on a feeling kama like women are chukuliwi that, you know, with so much like regard ama to do with respect when it comes to their sexual encounters.
Yeah,
and also
and then,
yeah, sorry, maybe also tuseme kama maybe when tuseme temenye rape imetokea, for example, you don't find like men hawakuangi like a woman atauliza the first question, ulikumbeva nini ama ulisema aje, ulimprovoke ata in cases of GBV, as in like utapata to like women or make your burden. Ata when it comes to SRHR, family planning and contraceptive, like it is the burden of a woman. Yeye kumeza hizi pills, like kama bwana yako tu, ama the man ako tu, and then expect like the woman to take all the burden when it comes to, you know, the sexual encounters and all that. So yeah, I think too women wapatiwi
your space.
Yeah, your space.
So mimi neza sema like I think I'd say the African society, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The African, like, we are wired in a way that it's us to serve the men. Example, you don't feel like having sex at that point in time. But now, mwanaume atakuja na like, it's my conjugal right.
Mm-hmm.
So, utabaki umefanya, because ukimnyima, ndo hizo society itaanza kukujudge wewe. So, I feel, yeah, it's, mimi vile umesema, maybe the cultural practices, the patriarchy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Also chukua kitu kama FGM.
Mm-hmm.
FGM literally, it's just to satisfy the men. Hakuna malidem you benefit from story. Mbona, why would I be the one?
Mm-hmm.
My vaginal parts inakatu ikishona, so that ineza satisfy the guy. Mbona si kwa basi the guy, his tool, this says you a basi fit. No, but it's true. No, because literally what they're doing to satisfy the guy, what about me as a woman?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Hey.
That would be so.
Yeah, but pia wapiti yoktu tunapitia ndo stop easy story mingi. Because literally FGM inasaidia. But circumcision inasaidia kitu. But sorry, says the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it partner.
Oh, wafanywe FGM na
circumcision. Wafanywe circumcision. Oh, yeah, circumcision, it helps. No, no, but FGM does not help.
It does not help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I think umesema hivyo nikakumbuka there is this one. Sorry. Before ni saw your story. This one time nilikuwa online and then kulikuwa na a debate. Ilikuwa conversation, like ilikuwa very heated conversation. So this, I think ilikuwa story na church, how the church views, just the society, views that a woman who is a virgin, ama sijui a girl who is a virgin. So conversation ilikuwa ina revolve around, ati mmoja akasema hapo ati like yeye ako virgin for sijui ako virgin for how many years, ako sijui 30 plus years. Ati kwa sababu ana keep like private parts zake holy and virgin, because anataka like ku gift the husband, like that would be a gift to, that would be a gift to the husband.
My husband's unlucky.
I think you kept me wondering, so as in like, how did you like, where was, as in like, kitu yako, when I say kitu yako, I don't mean the private parts, my guys. No, I mean like something yours, as in like, this is your body, what do you mean? As in like, you're gifting it to someone. Like the conversation was just 2 years. So the whole conversation ilikuwa between watu wa kanisa na hao wengine. So like it was yani ilikuwa too messy, cause people kept to, sasa wale watu wa sisi watu wa dunia tulikuwa tunauliza, why would you gift a man, as in like yeye ako virgin kwanza, as in mere story of virginity, I don't even understand the whole.
So for what them amekuwa too word hivyo, like wewe tunza. Like you have to keep yourself.
How the society expects a woman to be from a very young age. Unaambiwa, oh, najua utapatia bwana yako nini siku ya harusi. Na kama
tufanyia. Bwana yako ni baby daddy wa mama wengine kwa watatu. Afu bado kwa hapo.
You see. Yeah, sorry, it's by your turn. It's your turn.
What they want to say, miaka nilikuwa na swali. Yeah, okay, yeah. I had a question. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, the way tunasema ati the husband is always like anataka conjugal rights zake. Because also for women, sexuality is wired to be just for reproduction.
Yeah.
So if I'm a woman and I feel like maybe having sex and the guy doesn't want is my husband, spare I'm obligated to fulfill my conjugal rights.
I mean, yeah.
So how...
But it usually the hata ukiangalia these stories are famous, ukiangalia like broken marriages utapata hakuna mali dem ndo angana kwa understand, like nobody understands the lady ama the women even in broken marriage. But it's just basically the society in twa,
but maybe it's because also like kuna kwanga na ile element ya if a woman ask for, if I approach a guy and ask for sex, it like makes me look like I'm a
you're actually that is how the society views.
So even kuna hiyo fear is like, oh my god, that mean you ho.
Eh, una imagine ku ask, as in like asking like very boldly kuliza a man like ati akupatia sex. I think through the society taku view to like, you know, many like a ho, how they put it, I think through like they will just phrase you what I could phrase to in a way. So yeah, I think that also, that could also be one of the reasons as to why women pia tunakuwa huku chini, hiyo the power dynamic between women and men. Your turn, Rispa.
It's my turn again.
Yes.
Acha ni change color, but this jatumia yellow. Allah. How do you stay informed about evolving norms and best practices regarding consent? How do you stay informed about evolving norms and best practices regarding consent?
How do you stay informed? I think to by kukua kwa spaces zenye pia zinani educate more about consent, because I think kama singekuwa kwa hizi spaces za the SRHR space, I don't think ningejua, maybe ningekuwa na knowledge kidogo about consent, but like see tuseme knowledge yenye niko nayo size, I think to your ability pia ya mimi kutaka ku learn, so pia hiyo ndio inanifanya pia I get to learn more about consent, and also, you know, listening to talks about consent and how other people are dealing with consent when it comes to consent, I'm a violation of their, you know, their rights and all that. Yeah.
I don't know if I may ask, how do you stay informed about evolving norms? Evolving norms, like
maybe in a relationship like
vile wamezoea maybe a man vile tu bibi amesema a man like ana deserve to conjugal like rights, like it's his right to get sex from, you know, from their partner. So like imekuwa normalized kwa society. So I think like, you know, like how do you get involved, like kujua sasa si saizi ndio sasa kama vile tuna learn, so like we're trying to break the norm in your term as well. So like yeah. I think your question to me from that context of like what are you doing could get to know more information about consent, because inaenda pick evolve haiko tu vile ilikuwa from
yeah, kitambo. So maybe in that note, I think maybe we can also start training our kids from a younger age about consent. Because sometimes ukiangalianga tezi mtunasemanga my childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And things that have happened. Because that time I learned about consent, actually it was all the way after campus.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about consent. Mm-hmm. Such that uki look back, actually there's some things that can make you really mad and angry. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know anything about consent. So you let a lot of things slip. Mm. And then also maybe at some point at the back of your mind, kuna kitu inakwambia hapana hiki kitu ni wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to go about it.
Yeah, you don't know how to go about it.
I don't know how to go tell, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a teacher about the same thing.
Yeah.
So mimi naweza understand hivi evolving norms, sindio?
Mm.
And best practices regarding consent.
Yeah, evolving norms. Assuming I'm in a relationship, right? And it's maybe nimekuwa na mse like 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe we had a talk.
Mm-hmm.
We had a talk maybe 2 years back. Nikasema maybe, ama wakasema, maybe there was something I did not wish to do maybe back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years down the line, I feel like as I explore it in a different. Is it not something in evolve which if I do not communicate with my partner inabaki sitapata satisfaction nataka and yeye pia atakuwa anajua what I need, which means that feel ni kama niko deprived yet it's me who is not really.
No, okay.
Cuz of course hizi kwa kitu unafanya the 1 year 2 years inabaki to same. Of course
human kuna involvement in the process.
And then I think kuna kwanga na issue ingine ya ati dema akisema no anamaanisha yes.
Oh yeah, such a myth.
Hiyo kitu mpaka sahi na iko tu hivyo people believe that. Hiyo I don't know
because I also read somewhere but the thing was going like if the absence of no
does not mean it's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
But no, people are against it because sijapeana, maybe mama japeana response. But you see also this is someone maybe ajui about consent. Ajui akwambie nini. So they are just there.
I mean, could also be maybe situation yenye ako under. For example, nini, maybe this is a violent partner, for example. Iyo time uko afraid. Tuseme hivyo, like they're asking for sex at that particular time. Na wewe hutaki kusema no, but because you are afraid, I think pia kuna vitu tu zenye zineza kukufanya pia maybe kuverbally say about consent, pia I think ineza kuku put in a very tricky situation in as much as hautaki, but hautaki kuisema out loud, maybe because uko in fear, ama.
So then I think consent should be talked out clearly.
Yeah,
it should be very specific for whatever thing that it is.
I'd also say, like, on a story, comprehensive sexual education, like, I know it's still a challenge, but I'm like, chukua mtu, we are all different. Mm-hmm. Me growing up, nilikuwa very shy.
Mm-hmm.
So, unaweza kuwa, maybe mwana tadi flani, unajua, amekuwa attract in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Ajikuja jue, umemnuki or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I use it to his own advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point in time, ndio unadai kukuwa na maybe child ama something, but hujui to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Na unaona, mimi ni mshaya manenda kina ameniona, ameninotice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yata kuja maybe nizo demands.
Mm-hmm.
Aja kuuliza tuneza nini ama nini, but no, since ya nataka tu, I get his way with you, and I take advantage. Because hapo utasema no. juu na juu kisema no,
the chance is gone.
Chance imeenda hivyo.
Oh, opportunity.
So mimi naweza sema pia ni kuempa watu hii. Like I do not know gavi itakubali siku gani hizi stories za CAC zianze kuwe roll out to mashule, but madema akikuempod mapema, anaweza jisimamia mapema pia.
Yeah, they can. I think also also boys as parents, I think kama Rispa vile napenda kutumia example ya watu hii. Sasa I think even like moms ama parents when you're kona boys, I think it's very important to like kufunza, you know, hata kuwafunza pia wao consent, because they get sodomized also. Ama pia anaweza take advantage of, you know, like a girl somewhere. So like to kumempower yona kumwambia, like, you know, when a girl or anyone says no, like it's a no. So I think to should be a
also, like an all round. No. Like muulize ongea.
Oh, ongea to like just revolving around consent.
You send it to na umeteka tu demo amse hivyo.
Yeah, ikuwe like kukuwe na yo communication. Yeah.
Because hata sai, like, kuna, you may even take, mse tu a mature woman, may anapitia tu shit. Unaona? Maybe you're a single mom, hauna job, nini. Mse anakuja na kuapproach, kuza anajiweza.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe kusupport hivi. Haujasema yes, I'd like to maybe to have intimacy with you, but now since the fact that amekusaidia, hata kuja siku moja kwa hawa yako, hata kani kwa ka single room, ni expect.
Oh, yeah. Because amekusaidia.
Amekusaidia. So, hapo ni ile hata una hata choice. Unaona, but unaweza jaribu ila naona tu msia feel, but hata insist.
Yeah. Tricky, but yeah.
So, hapa tuko na, can you describe a situation where you had to navigate consent in a relationship? And how did you handle it? Can you describe a situation where you had to navigate consent in a relationship and how did you handle it?
Ku navigate? Like go around it.
Oh, through it, I'm around.
I mean, cool man. Yeah.
Where you had to navigate consent. Like, sasa, let me navigate, like, kunavigate. Maybe nikitumia example nilisema mapema, maybe you've been in a long-term relationship, and maybe una feel like to maybe try new things, I'm exploring new things. Can it be something like that?
Yeah, actually the question inasema,
can you describe a situation where you had to navigate consent in a relationship and how did you handle it?
Oh, can you explain a situation where you had to? I think tu ni lenye nilikuwa naambia pale nje. The like situation yenye wewe ilikubidi like maybe u address ama like I don't know, maybe someone wanted to take advantage tuseme. And maybe you are not hauko umempea yeye consent. Na like how did you go about it? Maybe you know, like you're the process of yeye could try ku take control. Na hujampatia consent, like how did you navigate, how did you go around your story na consent? Maybe ndo finally akakubali maybe kukuacha because finally amesikia whatever you said, like, siko ready, not now, kitu kaa hiyo. I don't know if kama ime make sense?
Yeah, ime make sense. Okay. Yeah, ime make sense.
Ni wetu ya kuangalia. Tuko kila zani wewe tuna wewe mwenye meme. Kwanza umeitika na kwani ime make sense.
It makes sense. It's because I said I wanted to share something. I think it was on the same point.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to anymore.
It's okay. Know your consent. You can withdraw anytime. Know your consent. You can withdraw anytime.
Yeah. So I feel like it's maybe we've already agreed with someone. If you were going to be intimate, of course you're using a condom. And then maybe katikati, like, I'm not feeling it. Remove. It's like, we've not even talked about this. Like, I'm not just not feeling it. And I remove, then you're trying to go back. It's like, no.
Nah, okay.
We can do that. We're not doing that here, not today.
So in such a...
Yeah, it was quite a fracas, Ivy. So, but it had to end up. There was nothing else that could be done.
The relationship had to end,
even in the relation that was there, because I don't think it was someone I was in a relationship.
Yeah, so they mean come they can't listen to you at that particular moment. Moment kama hiyo.
It's like, I can do this.
Because that abedi, you to your moment ndiyo ina justify the whole relationship. Like ina, set ina justify, ni kama of the backbone. Because kama uzini respect kwa bedu, manzi utani respect wapi.
Mm. I think also mima alinishai nini consent, ni penye nishai struggle na story na consent. I think ineza go back to zile enzi za Facebook, zenye ukijoin Facebook and then kuna hawa wa indi or something. Kai na wa indi wa sini kujoin tuka batu.
Ani ukweli.
Wanatumia mtu nudes. Like, uo mekai, you're minding your business Facebook. And then, picture, like... dick picture shows up from nowhere, like literally nowhere. I think to like really used to like get me so mad. Like, hey, like I was not prepared to see that, by the way, many part of God. And also Juzi, I think Juzi, I've been having someone nikama alikuwa ananistalk or something. So they would send me, because initially like, in text, ilikuwa inakatu nikama like they were interested kujua more about podcast ama kitu kama hiyo. But as the conversation ilikuwa ina ile kilikuwa ina keep going, nika realize nikama I am saying kama we are not on the like nikama nini zetu hapa conversation yetu iko so different, like yeye story anaongea na mimi naongea, like they are very two different conversations. So they would send me pics, as in like picture ya watu, like very, I don't know, I think to consent really goes along even when it comes to, you know, sending someone nudes, as in hatu jamu tiri Tuesday bwana, nimeamka hivi tiri on a Tuesday. Ziko on my face, like you've not asked for consent. So I think true consent really goes a long way, not only when it comes to sex per se, but at is all, you know, even the small things that like sending someone like pictures, like, you know, ask them first, would you like to see some.
Although there's one situation that I let go. But I think the reason ulikuwa naongea about consent in legal matters,
mm-hmm.
because kuna husi I worked before, mm-hmm. okay, si kwa full time job. So when you're not there full time, you always sign like the days
mm-hmm.
umeenda job.
Yeah.
So the amount I was told before and the amount that we signed,
mm-hmm.
so what can you tumia do? I'm like, it's less. So I'm asking the person who was in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, at you know, inafa kulipua hivi.
You're like, kwani kitu nye nili sign?
I'm like, I've been waiting for this man. And I'm like, this is not the amount that I signed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, then write email to the HR, so you and kia email nani, so it went until it disappear.
So, kabaki unalipua yo, kibulo aliamua kukulipa, si when you agree.
Mm-hmm.
But that is so wrong. Yeah, I think that goes back to utter legal. See, you can, like, kwa story kama yo, can you sue them?
You can sue them, but then sometimes you look at the place in Yokuwa at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's also one of the big hospitals. So you're like...
Just you know the power dynamics everywhere. Yeah, so you're like,
okay. Next time you learn as you go.
Oh, and also maybe about consent. I think umenikumbusha juu mentioned story na institution now juu atongele tu story na sex pia. I think there is this one. Last year, we had an event. Na yu event iliko very... inaitwa exclusive ni kitu yenye iko okay
specific,
like specifics. As in like to specific people, so hivyo ilikuwa like pride event, so like there was this pride event yenye ilikuwa ina happen, like ilikuwa very exclusive, like hadi walikuwa nakujia watu place flani hivyo, and then these people kulikuwa na watu wa media flani hapo, mystery how I don't know how they got their way in hadi huko kwa, you know, kwa the event. And then they took pictures. His picture zili spread, by the way, like what wa bendera uko inje. So like I think it was so bad because mtu ulikuwa unaingia, like because someone was saying someone was sharing and anasema like yeye like kuna mtu kwa familia yao like alipatana na hiyo video ama sijui ni picture. Yeah, so unaona like pia kitu kama you're like also taking photos of people without their consent. And then unaenda unaidistribute uko pia kwa, you know, kwa media ama whatever pia. I think that also, you know, consent really goes a long way when it comes to such a thing.
Okay, still on consent. Because I think consent is very big.
Yeah.
Because bado tunarudi in healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about communications. We talk about respect. We talk about respecting boundaries, right?
Yeah.
When actually it's social media. How do you control what someone writes for you on social media? Because I was the... kind of person, like, you know, when you're a couple, your today photos tagging all in a relationship with so and so. So I got into the previous relationship I had. I had a guy who never wanted to be seen on social media. I should have picked that. Was a very big
red flag.
But then again, yeah, Mimi, the more I grow, I'm like, no, I think I need my space in this area.
True.
So then I get a guy who's like, you post a pic, is there, my girl, love, love, love him. What this, I had to tell him, like, no, you don't need to be doing that in everything.
Yeah, kwa kila post, bwana, 78 posts, my love, my girl.
Like, you don't need to be doing, because I need you also to, as much as to, okay, I respect your boundaries, tuna respect yana.
Yeah.
But then I also have friends out of this relationship, that's the friendship that I also need to grow out of this.
Yeah.
Hey, so how do you explain to someone, like, without them feeling, because, okay, I'm not cheating, I'm not even like ati nakatia mtu ama niko na potential mahali.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes me feel so uncomfortable when someone does that.
I think nishaiko kwa situation kama hiyo, but sasa ilikuwa zile za, hey, the poet in me, nita kuandikia post.
Yeah.
But sasa, I think pia that also ilimputi yeye kwa a tricky situation, considering ilikuwa na feel ni kama nilikuwa nam out, I don't know. I'm out to tuseme, like,
ilifeel kama hapo tu kwa hiyo post.
Eh, so you know, just like mimi me post, and then like ile tu, like, maybe sasa niki mention, like, nikishinda nime mention ama kitu kama hiyo, like, someone will see. So ili feel to, like, ni kama the more pia mimi ni kama nilikuwa na post, maybe cause sometimes it's not even like, you don't even ask them, like, babe, ni post the picture, like, uona shtuke tu, like, eh, mtu amekutag jamani, hii caption yote. So if you, so I think ilikuwa pia namput in a very tricky situation, because ilibidi hadi relationship ishe, cause ilifeel ni kama, like, mimi nilikuwa nam out, nam expose yeye, na, like, hakuwa nataka hivyo. I think to pia sometimes maybe, I think to still goes back to communication, like, how are you two communicating? Let you mesema zile za, I have friends, like, you have to make them understand, like, you have friends outside this relationship. So it's for them to understand, like, you know, eh, like, hey, still has more comment kwa 108 posts.
Kuna hiyo element, because I need to grow as a person, then we need to grow together.
Yeah.
For us to maintain a healthy relationship. Kwa sasa, I think ina go hand in hand na story na phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, do you have how much access do you have to my phone?
Oh, yeah.
Because the reason iki tu ilitoka out of hand was, you know, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna easy templates. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, it's a template that is already there and exists.
Mm-hmm.
You just add something, maybe kama ni photo yako ina run, ina flow nayo.
Mm-hmm.
So kuna moja ya some guy. So I put it a flow nayo. Guy goes to my comment section. Alafu anaandika, oh, is that your new boyfriend?
For real? And is that your new boyfriend?
Who's in blame? Who's in blame? See, kila mtu anajust
do the TikTok. Yeah.
No, actually, it's bigger than that. So after that, so I'm like, okay, I didn't even know how to respond it. They're saying, "Mimi, can delete, can delete."
Uh-huh.
So I text him. I'm like, "What are you saying? What are your story? You know, because this is basically a template.
Mm-hmm.
So kuna yo element, maybe are you aware with what is happening on social media?" I'm saying this is just a template. I just put a photo. Ika flow nayo.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes, it's like, no, I'm jealous. So juu nime insist, because so it took me back to then, you know me, I don't appreciate if you then start keep doing that on all of my posts.
Mm-hmm.
And nitasikia vibaya nikianza kuzidelete.
Yeah.
So I'd rather you just don't post.
Because mm-hmm.
if I'm with you, I told you I'm with you. That is why, again, we need to be secure in a relationship to be free. I don't want you to keep pastoring me kwa social media.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has to know tuko na wewe
to
create that space, like, you don't do that for me, because now I feel suffocated.
Mm-hmm.
You are now when you photo social media. And then he ends up saying it was a joke.
And it was a joke?
So I'm like, jealous and joke in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense.
I think too that goes back to trust. Vile tu tuliongea story na trust, like how much, like, trust na yoku kwa secure in a relationship. I think maybe they were just not secure enough. I don't know. Cool.
So maybe I did something.
I'm just sabotage
because maybe I did something. I don't know. Maybe that is another conversation. It was like, maybe I did something to make you not feel secure.
You see, people love language in a conga to fauti.
Yeah.
You posting the poems. Yo, to you was a love language.
Niliacha, like it's sour.
Like it was. Ama it is your love. Yeah.
Okay.
And then me on an issue like sija pipe any consent or anything like partners kushika phones am see. Like kuna partner but all over their phones. Unatafuta uenda kuokushao narudi.
Atapata
kwambi unakuja tu like 2 weeks later ndo unasikia by the way. Na mbona nani nani alikutext hivi ama hivi ama hivi. Sasa vitu kama hizo how do you even
one thing ni mbona mtu ashike simu yako? No, ashike simu yako as in like I think no mtu ashike simu yako. I ended like kufanya kukua DCI kwa simu yako. I think ni kwa sababu maybe kuna kitu ameona. I think that is one thing. Hapana? Rest for me disagree.
I don't think yeah.
Sometimes yeye ni kitu tu anatafuta.
I disagree because but then we've got a very toxic relationship. Hey.
Sorry, do you need a hug?
I dated a guy
who
used to go through my phone, WhatsApp, at the back of Facebook messages. And let me tell you, all the years we dated, so what I came to learn later, him looking through my phone, because at the end of the day, I'd find something irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I've been accused of so many things. Hata mimi hata watu sijui. Mpaka unaniambia sijui mtu Facebook. Unaniambia sasa unaanza kunikutika tuanze vita because of someone who inboxed me in Facebook. Mm-hmm. Surely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them.
Yeah, you have no control over that.
I didn't respond. It's a public space also. I don't have control over it.
Mm-hmm.
So kumbe the thing is, so that is what I always feel when someone starts doing something like that. There's a high probability they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
It is them.
It has nothing to do with you. Yeah.
It is them. Necessary kuleta easy small issues is to make me feel so guilty.
Mm.
So I don't even see your sorry confidence ya kumuliza ti password yake ama nini. So it's like a defense mechanism. It's like amefanya makosa, so it's a defense mechanism for him. So I'm not in any position to ask any question because mimi ndo nimekuwa accused first.
Mm-hmm.
So mimi niko hapa najitetea.
Mm-hmm.
Sikumbuki anything else.
No, yeah. Okay.
I think pia mimi niko in a similar situation. Ile mimi kwanza sikangi password to date. Mimi sikangi password.
Mm-hmm.
But una date mse kwa ni contact gallery. Yani like kona zote ziko na but utapata hakuna ta time uko maybe ndio ombe your phone ushike maybe want to maybe unataka ku call maybe una anything but utapata vile wasema messengers ako hapo.
Mm-hmm.
Yani baka anaweza pata ta message yako before upate.
Mm-hmm.
Yani everything ako in touch but ukikuja kuangalia wewe uko cause literally utakuwa tu on the defense
because yeah.
Sikufanya hicho
kwa defense mode
to a point huo uone mbona usiyako na
niko mashtaka
kuna password like all corners.
Yeah. I think umesema hivyo ikanikumbusha this time. Ikanikumbusha this one time. We were somewhere and then I needed to make a call to a friend of ours. Sasa like na the person nilikuwa na hiyo time. Situationships bwana ziendangi mbali. So I needed to make a call to a friend. Sasa like the person uyo mse. So tulikuwa na a common friend. So I needed to make a call to that friend. And then nikachukua simu yangu and then I realized nikipiga hey bana sina credit. I was like okay because it was an urgent phone call. I'm like can say simu yako like I call them because definitely you have their number. But before ni poe number nilikuwa zile na by the way jua alijisave kwa simu yangu kama aliniambia bishi tangu alijisave kwa simu yake kama crush. Mbona meni we na red inanga red is my favorite is color at this point. But akimsiche najua nilibeba ufala na okay najua nilibeba okay sawa
ukaingia box
no pana but as in like I didn't have time like to question at that particular time because kichwangu like but after like I think to after everything was done and over with I think tu nilikachini then I started seeing because ile za bro like chawe naye kwani hapa surely think pia to eh hey, healthy relationships eh hey, if I kukua that red bwana at least kukua na ma green
because kuna another situation yeah. That also happened to me bado okay I need to go to heal. Ni ukweli ni tu hila hata kama niliambiwa niende ni heal.
Nasema healing is a process.
Healing is a process. I dated a guy nikiwa campus. So what this guy used to do, he never confronted about anything ati unaongea na boy fulani, nilikuona na boy fulani. What he used to do. Atakuja chukue simu yangu aende kwa call log. Aone, eh leo umepigia Kivu. Kesho tena mliongea na Kivu kwa simu.
Juzi tena
mliongea na Kivu kwa simu.
Naambiana nini?
Sasa tu nikaenda kutafuta namba ya Kivu kwa simu sipati.
Ame delete.
It's gone.
Mimi basi ninaangu nilipata namba ziko blocked.
Hiyo on delete blocked.
Mtu mbona una meet na mseme? Mbona mujaribu kukureach siku?
Sikupati.
Kwenda kuangalia. Kula block.
Na si wewe.
Na si wewe.
Sasa don't explain ya huyo kevo. Unamwambia by the way bro acha nikushow. Mimi hata si mimi. Ashindo unaanzaje? But yeah.
Anaambia tu maybe simu ilikuwa na issues.
But can you sue someone when they like when they go like hizo extra miles za yeye kukua ni kama mko mashtaka kila siku. Can you sue someone? Aki go through your phone hivyo. Can you?
I don't know if you can.
I think you can because see, I think see, there's a topic we were having about this social media.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Media. It's like a kind of a media driven GBV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Technology.
Technology.
Yeah.